Keith, what is CELOC?
CELOC has been in existence for over 10 years. We're a intellectual property company that designs, develops, and manufactures proprietary technology which can be used for deploying a wireless communication network. Our target customers are utilities and businesses who are transforming to an automated system such as smart grid or telemetry and require a wireless network for data communication to support their automation.
And this is all in this field of geomatics. How does that work?
Well, there's various types of networks or communication networks, and we deploy a specific technology that's proprietary that we have developed. Our technology has been deployed in a commercial network already, and it is now being tested to see if it can support smart grid and telemetry applications. We operate on a 2.4 gigahertz ISM band, which has no spectrum or license fees. And that is strategic to our design and our company because it is what we consider to be a very cost-effective solution. Our technology consists of receivers or base stations that we hang on towers or high buildings. And again, this is cost-effective for us because we can spread them out between 10 and 15 kilometers to allow coverage of, say, a city or a service area for a utility. And we only need three sites to triangulate, which really is a mechanism then to pick up the signal and communicate it.
Who's using this?
Well, right now we have one commercial network in São Paulo, Brazil. It's been in commercial operation for 5 years, but it was only been used for locating and demobilizing vehicles for stolen vehicle recovery. It covers a large service area and almost 18 million people. So it has been in commercial operation, and it's owned by a private investment fund called Bravia in Brazil.
Now, I understand that even though you've been around for a little while, you do have some funding and support from TechTerra to help you with a new application for your technology. What's that all about?
TechTerra's been very supportive in a couple of ways. It's not very often you find somebody that understands your technology, and they do understand geomatics, and that is the area they are supporting us in. As I previously mentioned, our technology has been used for other applications down there, but really this is a new market that we're trying to establish, and they understand the importance of smart grid, which is more a universal application that we are looking to establish with TechTerra.
Now, looking at your website, I see that you have a special name for your technology. You call it CELOCATE.
Well, it's interesting you mentioned that because CELOC was designed back when the United States was looking to have coverage for their cell phones in emergency situations. And as that market never materialized, but the technology was originally designed for cell phones and location of cell phones. From there, and as a matter of fact, we are looking to change our name here shortly to more represent, I think, the smart grid and the network deployment we are trying to do, which is more in line with Times 3 Wireless, Inc.
So I understand that one of the things that you're promoting is fleet tracking. How does all of this tie together?
What our technology provides is a network for transmission of data. So on that network, we have specific applications, which is small data packets. That can be used for tracking fleets of vehicles, to tracking insurance vehicles for stolen recovery, to transmitting data for, say, meter readings and telemetry like equipment. So any business that is trying to automate and send small packets of information, meter readings, temperatures, pressures, that is what we think our technology is well suited for.
And then this idea of time difference of arrival, what's that?
Yeah, and that's just the type of technology that we deploy. We operate, as I mentioned, in the 2.4 gigahertz ISM band. We're an RF technology company, and we detect our signal. Our beacon that transmits the data to our towers really requires that it picks up that signal from three of our sites, and it calculates it by time and distance. So it is time distance of arrival to calculate where the location of that beacon is or the data that it's being transmitted on.
So is this what makes your technology or the new application, is this what makes it unique?
There's different applications, everything from mesh to cellular, and we're operating in the RF technology as a form of communication for network support. What makes us unique is we have developed a proprietary technology that is cost-effective and provides a private network for utilities to transmit their data in smart grid application. So we are proprietary in terms of our beacon and in terms of our base stations that transmit that data, and that ends up providing a private network for our clients.
So who is it that would be interested in this new technology?
Well, Cheryl, as I mentioned first, the technology was used for the stolen vehicle recovery market, but that is a limited market, and it wasn't our primary market. We've had to wait some time for the automation to develop for our network solution, which is there's a dramatic move by utilities in South America towards the smart grid for transmitting and operational efficiency of their meters and their equipment. Our site or our network in São Paulo, Brazil, sits over a territory operated by a utility called AES Eletropaulo. They're the largest utility in South America, and we have entered into a memorandum of understanding to test our market application. As they have 7 million power meters in our service area, it is an attractive market, but a complicated city to demonstrate the capabilities of our technology.
So what exactly could they do with it?
It is a movement that is developing. So for example, here we have power meters that either people used to go out and read, the utility would send somebody out. Now there's a service where, say for example, a vehicle can drive up and down the road and collect that data. Well, we are the final solution. Rather than a person going out to read that data or a vehicle driving up and down the road, our beacon transmits that data to our sites, and our sites transmit the data in a private network to the utility. So it's cost effective, it provides more accurate and reliable information, and it can be scaled to the customer's needs.
Are there any other applications of that or uses?
Well, yes, there are additional benefits because our beacon is a two-way communication. So it can be used for operational efficiency. For example, if a piece of equipment goes down, we can determine, is it down because of high pressure to high temperature, or if inventory is going up or down or is out of the threshold limits of the utility, we can detect that information and we can send a signal back down to shut down that piece of equipment or modify the operation of it.
So right now you're talking about utilities using this, but are there other industries that could use it?
Yes. So I use the word smart grid because it generally applies to a power utility and the whole mechanism of creating a smart power meter structure for the operation. I guess you could probably assume that if it works for the power companies, it would probably also work for water and natural gas here in North America or elsewhere. That would be the smart grid system. Then there is what we define as telemetry, which really is, in fact, a similar process. So let's say, for example, you have a business that moves trucks, has refrigeration, and it's moving goods around the city. And you want to know where that vehicle is, and you want to know what the temperature is in that refrigeration system while it's moving it around. That is an efficiency that we also provide. So any pieces of equipment, for example, how are they operating out there? have they shut down, rather than sending manpower out there to determine why that piece of equipment went down, we can detect it and send that information back to the business.
With the help from Tekterra, where are you now in terms of this particular application that you're testing out?
Because we've had a network in commercial operation for 5 years, we've already demonstrated the success of the technology to be able to operate as a communication network by transmitting data both up to the device and then back to the company we're providing that service to. So we felt comfortable with that. Now, what Tekterra has sponsored us behind is actually the utility or the smart grid function to say, okay, you've been able to demonstrate you can work in a certain market environment. Now we're looking at a much more complex market environment of, say, 7 million meters or 5 million meters. How robust can your system be to provide that service? And we've already demonstrated we can monitor and transmit data with the utilities, transformers, and other equipment. We are now testing through to the meter application, which we would anticipate being completed by the end of this year. And if successful, we anticipate moving towards a commercial agreement sometime early in the first quarter.
What do you see as being, say, any obstacles or challenges that you face now?
Well, as you know, the utilities operate in a regulated market environment, and sometimes it just doesn't quite move as quickly as you'd like it. We've already had discussions on providing our service to the utility on parts of their operation that are not regulated. So we look at it, we say, yeah, we've reached a fairly confident point of view that we have a proven technology. We've developed a commercial network. The next steps now are transforming our technology for the meter reading. And then finally, to be able to execute a commercial contract in a very complicated space, in the sense that we're demonstrating that we can provide this over a very large territory. And we feel comfortable that we can provide that service, but at that point we need to determine what is the mechanism or the commercial arrangement of that structure.
And why would you be doing that in South America rather than here?
It started because we already had a commercial network in place. So the network has been there for 5 years. It has demonstrated that it can operate commercially, and the technology is proven. It has a large application, and Brazil is on the leading edge in terms of smart grid. We have a utility that our network covers almost their entire service area. So in some ways, the cards kind of lined up in the right manner, that rather than them looking for an alternative, even though they've evaluated many different types of technology, they do find ours of interest to them, and we're well suited in the sense that we already have a network over their entire territory.
Well, it sounds really good. Thank you very much, Keith.
Okay, thank you, Cheryl.